Now, there are three things that he's going to say here that are very, very important, and I want you to notice them. There are three words, and I'll read about three verses here to pick them up. Listen to this. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Now there are three words here that I think if we understand them, we'll understand what our Lord is speaking about. One is the little preposition in. Now, those of you who've listened to our program over a period of time know that I've put a great emphasis on the little preposition in when it precedes Christ or any pronoun that refers to him. Here, it's every branch in me. Now, what does it mean, really, to be saved? Now, the theologians, as I've indicated before, have come up with some tremendous words. And they're Bible words, good words, propitiation, reconciliation, redemption, and even salvation. But all of those words actually only cover one particular phase of salvation. Not one of them covers the entire spectrum of salvation. Now, what word does? Well, every branch in me. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be in Christ. And there are only two groups of people, those that are in Christ, those that are out of Christ. And how do you get in Christ? By the new birth. And as I've already mentioned, that when you trust Christ as Savior, you become a child of God through faith in Christ, born again by the Spirit of God, but the Spirit does something else. He not only indwells you, but he also baptizes you, and that's what puts you in the body of Christ. Every branch in me. So now we're talking about believers here, friends. We're not talking about how anybody gets saved. We're not actually talking about salvation in this passage. We're going to talk about fruit bearing, because notice that's the next word, fruit. Now, the little preposition in occurs seven times. Now, fruit occurs six times, and I'm just taking the first 10 verses here. You see, you could follow these on down. And we have here fruit, and you have 3 degrees of fruit bearing, fruit, more fruit, much fruit. And the whole purpose here is to bear fruit. We're going to see what the fruit really means. Now, the third word is the word abide. Abide in me. Now, that word abide here, it occurs 9 times in these first few verses. I have the statement of someone else who says that it occurs 15 times here. And that's just a few more than I can count. But I'm not good at mathematics, so it may be 15 times. The important thing, it occurs more than any other word. And that, of course, is the modus operandi by which we bear fruit. So here we have in Christ, and we have fruit, more fruit, much fruit, and then abiding in Christ. Now let's look at what our Lord is saying here. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now, when he takes it away, where is he taking it? Well, he takes it away from the place of fruit bearing. And how do you remove a branch? Well, you trim it off, by the way.